What's going on, my friends? This is episode 291 of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, guys? I got another episode for you here. And listen, I got to apologize because I recently realized that, you know, when I launched this show, the intention was on Mondays to do a expert guest interview, which obviously I do. And then on Thursdays, a Q&A show where I, you know, take questions that are submitted to me, you know, via the website, by audio, or whether it's emailed in or whatever the case might be. And I just recently realized that I have not been answering a whole lot of questions. I've really just been more hopping on here and sharing things that are important to me that I think can help you. And, you know, things going on in my life and my business, a lot of mindset stuff, personal development, definitely some business marketing talk, et cetera. And so my apologies that, you know, the Thursday show is meant to be a Q&A, and yet I'm going in a different direction. And hopefully you kind of give me that flexibility and that latitude, because honestly, like, that's what fires me up. I love having guests on, and I'm going to continue to do that because I get such great feedback on it. I get an opportunity to connect with some really, really cool people, learn things in every single episode. But honestly, my favorite ones are jumping on here by myself. Even though I'm by myself right now, I know that I'm connecting with you on a personal level. If you're listening to this, right? And whenever you might be listening to this, and you know, the real estate business, marketing, all that, I love. It's important. But the personal development, the mindset talk, the pushing when we don't want to push, that's what juices me up. You know, I've mentioned this a couple different times already, and I'm going to mention it again. I kind of feel like I'm walking on a cloud to a certain degree. And I know that sounds very, very weird. But what I mean by that is that all this time I've been searching and trying to discover my my gifts, right? And it wasn't until recently that I've come to embrace and accept it versus seek and discover it, okay? And it's been a process. It's been a long road. And who knows? Maybe in the future that changes, but I don't think so. I believe I'm meant, and I'm put on this earth, and I'm meant to help others and to have an impact and to you know, to be to make a difference in people's lives. And so that, you know, this podcast is just one platform, but I'm really looking at ways on how I can double, triple, quadruple down on that so I can reach more people. And so I believe that the Thursday show is going to be trending and heading in this direction of it being more mindset, personal development, absolutely going to talk business, going to talk marketing, going to talk wholesaling, wealth building, the things that I'm doing from, you know, a cash flow perspective, whether it's buying rentals. I'm looking into selling on owner financing now. I'm doing lending and, you know, affiliate marketing. And obviously you guys know I do some consulting as well, which I absolutely love. Recently took on a new client who is off to the races and kicking ass. And so, yeah, guys, I'm going to be doubling, tripling, quadrupling down, like I said, because this is the stuff that juices me up and fires me up. And I'm hoping that you come along with the ride, because, I'm on this quest to just give you the very best I can. And that's always been my mindset, but like, I want to take this to a whole nother level, and I will. So, guys, what I want to share with you is, I work out at a place called Orange Theory, which, depending on what part of the country you're in, you may or may not be familiar with Orange Theory. But I also have a personal trainer. So I go to Orange Theory twice a week, and I go to, the personal trainer twice a week. And this morning, so the class is at 5 a.m., okay? Love it, because I have an opportunity. I get to wake up at 4 a.m. I do some meditating. I do some stretching. And then I take off, get to the class by 5. And by 6 o'clock, I feel very accomplished. I've gotten my meditating in. I've had some time to think. I've stretched. I've gone through a high-intensity workout. And get to go home, cook breakfast, spend time with my wife, my girls, go drop my daughter off at school, and then head to the office, right? That's what a lot of days look like for me. Not every day, but that's what a lot of days look like for me. And so I was in this class, and if you're not familiar with Orange Theory, in a nutshell, the idea is to get your heart rate up into the orange zone. You have gray, blue, green, orange, and then red. And the orange is when you burn the most amount of calories 24 to 48 hours after the workout. And there's more science to it, but I'm not going to, you know, to get too deep into that part of it. What I'm really trying to share with you guys is there's a guy that has been going to Orange Theory for ever since I started there, probably close to a year or so ago, maybe about 7-8 months. And so this dude is pretty consistent. He goes every time I go, he's there. And I only go twice a week. Sometimes I go three times a week. He's always there. So I have to think the guy goes between 3 and 5 times a week. And Orange Theory is broken up into blocks. And so you have time on the treadmill, and then you have time on the floor. And on the floor, you're dealing with weights, you're dealing with explosive movements, et cetera. And so we just finished the halfway point of the workout, and we just completed the toughest, most challenging block in the workout. And we're transitioning from the treadmill to the floor. And we're hopping off the treadmill, and this dude, like, we're crossing paths, and this dude looks at me, and he's just profusely sweating, and he's kind of like slouched over, and he just looks at me all dejected, and he says, "Absolutely brutal, man. That was brutal." And he just kept kind of walking. And as I was walking to the floor, you know, to follow the instructions for the workouts we were about to do, I was thinking to myself, I was coming off of that treadmill, and I had a similar thought, but yet the overwhelming thought I had was, that was challenging, but I'm so glad I did it, and I'm glad I got through the toughest part of the block, and I feel good. Like, it was tough. I wasn't gasping for air, but like, I pushed myself, and it was a challenging part of the workout. And I'm sure he did as well. Like, I'm focused on my workout. I'm not, you know, we're on a treadmill. I'm not looking at this dude over here, right? So I'm sure he pushed himself. But I think what instantly struck me was that there was a difference in mindset. And this sounds very like self-serving, which is like kind of makes me slightly uncomfortable, because that's not the message that I'm trying to convey here. It's more, and by the way, I've had that mindset numerous times. Even to this day, sometimes I catch myself thinking negatively instead of thinking positively. So, I am talking at myself and to myself as much as I am talking to you. And so often, you know, when we're faced with trials, with adversity, our minds just tend to default to the negative, or tend to default about what's difficult in a situation versus what we're becoming in the process, or what we can get out of whatever it is that we're doing, right? And so instantly, that's what struck me. And I realized that the rest of that workout, he wasn't kind of going through the motions, but he was just beat down. You know what I mean? And he was kind of going through the motions, right? And I just, it's something I noticed. And it just, you know, one of the things I think you really need to do, guys, is take stock and inventory of your thoughts, because everything starts with your mindset. Everything you see around you began with a thought, began with an idea, and then somebody followed through. And our thoughts govern our whole lives for the most part. I believe that anyways. So this was an opportunity to kind of take stock of, not to compare myself to this particular person or my mindset to his, because again, I've been that guy. I've had those thoughts. And the first thought that I had was, that was really challenging, and I'm glad I did it, because I'm becoming a better person. My body is getting in better shape. I overcame something that was challenging. And so there's a lot of pros that come with it. But had I hopped off that treadmill and just been like, man, that sucked, like, it just started kind of like in my brain complaining about the workout, or just like, I want to be done with this. What did I really get out of it? Yeah, like, I put my body through that physical, I exercised, right? I put my body through that physical stress, but did it really help me mentally? Like, is it putting me in a position to want to seek and strive and look forward to that next workout, you know, and you're probably listening to this. Well, who knows when you're listening to this? It gets released on a Thursday, but I'm recording this on a Monday. It's Monday morning. And if you wake up on Monday mornings and you're not happy, you're not excited to tackle the day and to get to work, to your job, to your business, whatever it is that you do, then it's an opportunity for you to kind of hit the pause button and look at what you're doing. Ask yourself if what you are doing is what you are meant to do. And this is how I'm kind of going to bring this particular episode full circle. I've been given a gift recently in which I know that God put me on this earth to have an impact on people's lives. I've alluded to that at the beginning of the show, and I've talked about it on some previous episodes, and I'm excited about that. You know, it's weird to say. I never really felt that I knew that about myself until I got surrounded with, you know, people that pointed it out. And after really reflecting and thinking about that, it excites me now. And not that I wasn't excited to wake up on a Monday morning, because I love my team. I love what we do here with our wholesaling operation in South Florida and everything else that we're doing, the podcast, some of the things that we're doing from a wealth building perspective, the holiday mastermind, which benefits charity and all that. I love all that. Like, it fires me up. But now I have a target, you know, and I know that the target is other people. So, if you don't feel some sort of joy or passion about waking up on a Monday morning or any day for that matter, hit the pause button and ask yourself what would need to change for you to feel that. Okay. And so that's what I want to end this particular episode with, guys. Again, my apologies that it's not a Q&A, that I'm not answering a specific question, but I will absolutely throw that in future episodes. But again, this is the stuff that really, really, really uplifts me. And I'm hoping that my voice and the message is coming through from my mouth to this speaker and from this speaker into your ears, however you're listening to this. So let me know what you guys think. Let me know of the slight change in direction on the show as far as it not necessarily being a Q&A episode on Thursdays. But thank you so much for tuning in. Let me know your thoughts. I want feedback. I'm hungry for feedback, whether it's through iTunes, leaving a rating and review, or whether it's even just reaching out to me. So let me know what you guys think, and let's rock and roll. Let's make it happen. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.